You are now listening to episode 54 of True to Size.
What's going on, everyone? That was a very seductive introduction, and welcome to episode 54 of True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers, and today is a very special episode because today we are celebrating our favorite holiday, Air Max Day.
Air Max Day!
Did you guys go to work today?
No, I took the day off. I took a personal day. How about you guys?
No, I had to go to work.
You had to go to work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's lame.
Yeah, time and a half. Time and a half.
Yeah, I was going to say time and a half. Like, yeah. Is it a deserved holiday?
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul. Joel Hernandez.
Oi.
Alvin Martinez.
That's Eric for Air Max.
And our seductively voiced guest, appearing for the second time.
Yes, that's it.
Mr. Adam Taylor, aka
Sneaker Closet.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Thank you for being here on your special day, your birthday,
yes.
Air Max Day.
Your birthday. All about me today.
Your birthday.
As I mentioned before, today, as we record this, it is Air Max Day, and we are celebrating in a big way. Because of the occasion, this will be a very Air Max-centered show, so prepare yourself. If you're listening to this and you're not an Air Max fan, too bad. Listen anyways. But we also have a handful of noteworthy news to get into. We're going to close out the Air Max bonanza with an Air Max quiz. Ooh. For each of you, a personalized quiz.
I already feel
and we will see who is going to be crowned as this year's Air Max Day champion. But first, Adam.
Okay, what's up?
But first, Alvin.
Hold on. Adam messed me up, man. I was ready. Nope. Fire round.
Yeah. Like, we like to start every show with an anticlimactic entrance to our quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from the one and only best friend of the show, Lion in a Pickaxe.
Hey.
Thank you. It's been a while since he's been on the fire round.
Yeah.
Thank you again for the question, Mr. Lion in a Pickaxe. He asks, if LA is tied to Vans, skate highs, lows, slip-ons, and Chucks, and NYC is tied to Air Forces, all white primarily, and Tim's, what shoe would Toronto be tied to? While you guys think...
Did he have an answer?
He has an answer, while you think. He says, personally, I can't think of any shoe, or brand specifically, as we are a pretty diverse sneaker community. Even if we are Nike-heavy... Which is true.
Probably true. Yeah.
To narrow it down, it's pretty tough, and I don't have one single silhouette. I see and think of Toronto. So he didn't have an answer, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. No. Do you guys have an answer to that?
Just because it's dubbed the 6, the Air Max one.
But I think he wants a specific model. Like, when you think of Timberlands, you think deadass B, New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if you think like trainers, you think like UK, like Air Maxes, and like runners, you think UK. I honestly think in that brief time I had to think about it, that Toronto's community, sneaker community is so young that we haven't had time to forage that kind of bond with a shoe yet.
Not yet.
Like not yet. Maybe a pair of like Uggs or like, I don't know, like some sort of winter boot. Because like
the Sorrels.
Yeah, Sorrels. Maybe not Uggs. Sorrels are a better answer.
Merrell.
Yeah, or Merrell. There you go. Merrell. That's a good brand.
A
good quality brand right there.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think we're so multicultural that it would be a tough, tough question.
It's very true. Those places that he mentioned are very, like when you think of it, you can imagine what
the
person looks like who lives there.
I feel like it doesn't matter what borough you're in New York, you're still going to love Tim's.
Yeah, Tim's and white Air Forces and a Yankee hat.
Whereas like if you're coming to Canada or like Ontario, if you're coming to like if you go to Montreal, if you're looking at Canada, if you go to Montreal, that's like Adidas-centric.
Yeah, very. Yeah, I agree. It's very European influence. Yeah. But whereas, even still, like, I don't know if they would have a specific silhouette tied to them.
Yeah.
Actually, I think there's a Montreal Adidas, isn't there? Isn't it called the Montreal? I could be wrong.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Am I right?
The Montreal.
I think I'm right.
Like MTL.
Oh. I think it's called the Montreal.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Adidas. I could be wrong.
I remember seeing it.
I think it's a model, a specific model called the Royal Embarrassment.
Yeah, it was like navy blue.
We don't know. We don't know nothing about Adidas.
Yeah, like gum bottom.
I think there's an Adidas called Montreal.
Montreal.
Montreal. But yeah, I agree with you, Alvin. And actually, Olive, I think we all are in agreement. There is no answer to this question.
Not yet.
Or like the triple black Air Force One.
That's a high school. That's a high school.
That's
thing,
a hood
bro.
Man shoe.
It's a high school
uniform.
Yeah, it's a uniform.
Sole Purpose would have said that.
Shout out Big Philly.
Shout out Big Philly.
Yeah, I can't think of anything specific.
Yeah, because there's not one shoe that every single city / borough in
Toronto
is going to be in agreement of
what represents them. Yeah.
Because, like, I was on, like, you go on the subway, you see, like, Yeezys, you see Jordans, you see
everything.
So it's like,
man.
You can't even, like,
pin it on something.
Well, look at the three of us and four of us. We all, there's very few shoes that we all have the same shoe.
Mm-hmm. True.
If you think about it, there's very few.
Well, there is one. Actually, no, you don't have them.
I knew you were going to do that.
Here we go.
For everyone listening, all wore Sean Witherspoons today.
I'm too broke.
In celebration of last year's Air Max Day shoe. And Adam just shut up and I don't even know. I've never even seen it before in my life.
Some busted ass Air Max ones, yeah.
Look at this from Roots.
They're only Nike IDs. They're only Nike IDs.
Yeah, nothing special.
Nothing special. Pendleton or Pendle? Some
blanket thing.
Isn't that a bear? Paddington. I don't know.
No.
By the way, there is a Montreal 76 Adidas shoe.
That's what it was.
It looks like a Samba.
You're right.
So yeah, if you as a listener can think of a shoe that represents Toronto, please let us know, because it'd be interesting to know your thoughts. Mm-hmm. If you would also like to submit a question to the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. It is now time for the CGS picks. Each week we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Adam's trademark phrase...
cute.
Oh, he knows.
He listens.
He wasn't confident about it, but he listens. Let's start with Adam, because I think this is the first time we've had a guest with a pick in CGS picks.
No. I think Arvin's come.
Oh, okay. Arvin, well, then forget what I said.
Somebody.
Adam, what's your pick?
You guys invited me and gave me homework.
Yes.
My pick was the VaporMax 3.0 Moon Landing. It's a pretty cool shoe. I got to say, I like it. I mean, it's not normally something I'd go for with a full gray upper, but it's got a full fly knit upper. And then they take influence from the Air Max 90 Moon Landing from 2014.
I think was it that long ago now?
I think it was 14.
My goodness.
I want to say 14. Yeah. So it's got the reflective 3M on the swoosh and the heel. Mm. So it looks really cool. I mean, I think we all liked that influence, and the same with the Mars Landing from last week. I mean, it's that sort of same feel.
Yeah.
But it's a full gray shoe with hits of bright orange throughout the VaporMax on the bottom, and a heel tab and a tongue tab. It looks good. It's
cool shoe.
Releasing next week, April 1st.
Mm-hmm. April Fool's, it's not coming out.
And that's exact, yeah.
It's not real.
And it's going to retail at $190 US.
600.
Ooh. Yeah, 600.
Something like that.
620, I think, actually. Yeah. 620. Do you have the Air Max 90 Moon Landing, correct?
Yes, I do. Did you get that? I got it from you.
Oh, that's nice of me. Did you, forgot about that. Do you have the Mars?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't get the Mars.
So will you try and get this VaporMax to try and complete your lunar moon set?
I think I'm probably the last one at the table that hasn't tried VaporMax yet. You got a pair?
I don't have a pair.
Joel and I, we both don't have a pair of them, but I know you guys have a pair of them.
Yep.
I like the look of them. The 190 converted to what, 300, 310 bucks
probably
by
three.
The time it's by the time it's that.
Yeah.
I'm not cheap, but that's a lot for the shoe in my opinion.
Yep.
And I know there's a lot of tech in there and it looks cool. It's probably worth it.
Yeah.
No big deal. But if I could get it on deal, I'd scoop it up.
Yeah.
For sure. I do like it that much. If I could get a deal on it, I'd grab it.
Might be an outlet shoe.
I think it will be.
I've seen a bunch of them popping up.
Yeah.
Like more of the standard colors. Nothing.
Yeah. I can't think of a VaporMax lately that's been hyped aside from a collab like Acronym or Off-White. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be surprised to see it at the outlet. I'm going to go next. And keeping with this Air Max trend, my pick this week is the Air Max 180 Berlin.
That's good.
These things are crazy. Mainly white upper with a bunch of hot pink at the heel and then some lime green on the tongue and like an underlay under the mesh.
Yep.
So it's actually inspired by Berlin, obviously, by the name. I don't know if you guys got that or not. By the Berlin Wall coming down. So the Air Max 180 first released in 1991, and it quickly became the shoe of choice among the German nightlife community. See, this is stuff that I didn't know. So Nike's bringing back the special edition today, actually, for Air Max Day. So if you're listening to this, you missed it, sorry. To celebrate the compelling relationship between Metropolis and sneaker. So it's super cool. It released, like I said, today in Berlin, so at Berlin retailers, and then it's releasing at other EU stock lists. We have some UK friends on the 30th, which I believe is this weekend. For 150, I'm assuming European, so I don't even know what that converts to, like $4,000 or $5,000 Canadian.
Yeah,
That Great British Pound is just way up there. but these would be a scoop for me, I think, if they were in Canada. The 180 has been rocking for me lately.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I've been looking for ultramarines on Kijiji for the last little while. So yeah, I think this would be a scoop if I had access to them for sure. Let's do Alvin next.
All right. I've got the Nike Air Max 1 Tokyo Maze. So this is a part of the on air thingy that they did.
Thingy Mabobber.
Yeah. So this is basically designed. Well, what it looks like is it's a mainly white upper with a black midsole. And it's got a maze on it, pretty much.
Yeah, it looks like
it's black and white. It says here that it represents the endless multitudes of bright colored tube lines that crisscross and zigzag between the city, aka Tokyo.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's kind of cool. That's like once amazing.
Amazing.
Wow.
Dad jokes.
Oh, pause for applause.
I don't know. The laces are pretty cool. The shoes, okay. I don't know if I would purchase them if I had the chance to.
It doesn't seem that special.
No.
They've done a similar pattern on an Air Max 1, I think, in the past. A couple times, I believe.
They have.
I think the laces are the best part.
I agree.
It's bad. It's bad to say.
Yeah. Because those are beautiful laces.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Yeah, this, I don't know, man. They drop, doesn't say.
And it just got announced today.
The price.
It's like mid-April, sorry.
But they're cute.
They're cute. Cutie pie?
They're cute.
Joel, what do you got?
Cutie pie. Me. Hello. I have another Nike on air as well. It's the Shanghai Kaleidoscope. It's the Air Max 97.
That's a cool name.
It's designed by Cash Rue. Everything around me cream.
That's actually a cool name, though. Yeah, Cash Rue.
Cash Rue. R-U. it's pretty much like from what it says here on Sneaker News that it's like the Shanghai what do you call that? It's like their skyline, I guess. The blue, it's like a light upper. The upper is like a light blue color, which just represents like the sky, I guess. The mud guard is like in a blue. Same blue suede.
It's a very blue shoe.
It's got like a white midsole that represents the clouds. So it's like upside down kind
it
of
is,
thing.
Yeah.
Because the clouds are underneath
it the
sky. It
doesn't make much sense.
And it doesn't make much sense. But the uppers, it's like me and Adam were just looking at it before. And it's got like an extended material that goes.
Yeah, it's like an overlay.
From like the waves of the 97. And it gives that sort of like wave kaleidoscope effect.
Yeah,
if you look down on your shoe,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of trippy, man. But
the triple heel tab
is pretty cool. Like you could put like three fingers in there to put your shoe on,
just in case one finger was not.
We all do,
yeah. Like that's what she said, right? So it dropped March 26th. Drops today, in Shanghai. But the global release date is sometime in April. There's no price tag yet.
Mm.
So yeah, for me, this is a pretty cute shoe.
Just kind of cute?
I'm not sure.
No?
No. Probably not.
I think the on-air stuff is kind of underwhelming, but...
It is, man, but...
I don't know if that's an unpopular opinion or not, but... Meh, we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
Next up is This Week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. First up, I thought we were done with this in, like, the summer, but apparently not. More big baller brand news. Did you guys hear that the company may be folding?
Yeah,
finally.
You guys heard about that? Yeah, finally. I'm surprised it took this long, to be honest. So over the weekend, Lonzo Ball deleted all photos and references on his Instagram related to Big Baller Brand. This comes after an ESPN tell-all that alleges BBB's co-founder, which is LeVar Ball's partner, not actually LeVar Ball, Alan Foster, misappropriated, and I had to look that up. It means, like, you basically stole it. $1.5 million that belonged to Lonzo Ball.
Wow.
That's a bag. So yeah. Lonzo then added fuel to the fire by posting a photo of himself with the caption, "Moving on to bigger and better, hashtag my own man." And it had Nike's little phrase on it that said, "It's only a crazy dream until you do it."
Wow.
So now everyone's like, is he going to Nike? Because that was quick, first of all. It literally took a weekend.
Hmm.
I didn't know it was that easy to get an endorsement deal from Nike. Or that too, yeah. But yeah, apparently the company may be completely folding. Anyone shocked? Raise your hand.
No.
No one raised their hand.
Nope.
What was the retail on that trash? I mean, those shoes?
Four or five yeah. US is something.
Yeah. For an unheard of brand that just came out of, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently over the weekend as well, the Lakers actually asked Lonzo if they thought the reason he kept getting injured was because of the shoe.
And probably
the Lakers asked him that. Probably. Yeah, and he was like, "I wouldn't be wearing them if it wasn't comfortable." And now 3 days later, the company might be going under. Yeah.
Yeah, but he was getting shares, right? He's making profit by selling them. So of course, he's going to say they're the greatest thing in the world. Let's 100%. All wear them.
Until all this kind of blew up, and now he's like,
three days later, it's magic. Yeah. It's over.
Yeah, all of a sudden, that's how social media works, right?
But didn't he like ball and like Kobe's and stuff, like Nike's?
He's wearing Nike's.
Yeah, he's wearing Nike's a lot.
A lot, right?
A lot. I think he turned down other endorsement deals straight out of college.
For this.
To stick with BBB.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest, man. Someone steals 1.5 from you, it's over.
And he's got a history too, right? Yeah. Didn't he go to jail or something?
Oh, did he?
The partner?
Yeah. Alan Foster fellow?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, smart businessman to reading it somewhere. Partner up with.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently. Well, I mean, LeVar Ball is also not the best person to partner with, I would think. And so it sounds like they're made for each other. To be honest.
Muzzle.
Anybody who bought that shoe also got robbed, let's be real.
Yeah.
So
man.
Next up, some happier news than that. Did you guys see the Yeezy 700 lemonade stands?
Oh yeah, that's cute.
No.
Those are very cool. So over the weekend, again, busy weekend. I guess a lot of people other brands are trying to take away from what today is. Smart. Over the weekend, Kanye West and Adidas partnered with families from various states to set up homemade lemonade-type stands to sell the new Yeezy Boost 700 V2 Geode, with all proceeds made through the stands going to the National Alliance on Mental Health, which is America's largest grassroots mental health organization.
Good cause.
Nice.
So literally, all the pictures that I saw, it was literally like milk crates and stuff set up in like parks with Yeezys on them, and then big like homemade painted signs that said Yeezys for 300 or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. Did you guys saw it?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it at all?
No.
I guess that shows where Adam's allegiance
lies. The guy's still a bum.
Yeah, you think so? Even with that?
Yeah, the guy's a bum.
Oh my God. This guy just donated millions to mental health and he's a bum.
No, he didn't. Adidas did.
That's true.
He didn't donate a penny.
But he had his own lemonade stand too. He had one.
Did he?
I don't know where, probably in Calabasas, but still.
Along with his Sunday morning church service.
Oh, those are so cool, man. Don't talk shit about that Sunday morning.
I'm not saying nothing. The guy's a punk.
Sunday service. We'll talk about that on a True Decides After Dark. Talking about that here. That would involve too much swearing. But yeah, very cool. He's been a very big voice in the whole mental health fight.
Yeah.
So it's very cool to see that him and Adidas partnered to do that. Did you hear about what Flight Club is doing today?
Are they partnering up with Gap?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Figured it was something like that. I mean, everyone's going out.
You guys hate on
Old Navy. Yeah, Old Navy, man. Come on.
Guys hate.
So Flight Club is giving away free Air Maxes today.
What?
Very cool. I mean, we're too late, and anyone listening is way too late.
Yeah.
So Flight Club is holding a contest on Air Max Day, which is today, where the winner will receive one pair of every Air Max model from 1 to 720.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, right?
That's crazy.
Big package.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's just the famous ones, probably, like the big six or seven, but because every is very broad.
It's going to be mall shoes.
Yeah, you think it's going to, it's going to be the big ones. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was apparently very easy to enter. You just had to go into the store at Broadway, the New York location, wearing Air Maxes. They gave you a ballot. Mm. It was from, get this, between 1 and 7:20 p.m.
Wow.
I like that, huh?
Nice.
And you were entered to win. That's it. And then at 7:20, they drew someone's name live. And if you were there and they drew your ballot, you win.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Imagine just leaving with like
I would have asked them to ship the shoes, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not walking around New York with that.
Yeah, for real. Imagine having to leave the store with like 20 pairs of shoes. But yeah, very cool. We're seeing a lot of consignment stores getting very involved in community stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
I mean, it's better than... Never mind.
I don't even want to know what you were going to say.
Yeah, don't worry.
But it's like consignment and like reselling and all that kind of stuff used to be like the dirty secret and like the dirty side of sneakers. And now it's like... You have American Eagle partnering with them.
It's business now.
You have GOAT partnering with Foot Locker. You have Flight Club giving away free shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Like Flight Club used to be like people would be like, fuck, I have to buy from Flight Club. Like it was like annoying. And now they're giving away free shoes. Everyone loves them. Like StockX is like a huge thing. Like
if you think about it, Flight Club was a StockX back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Because then everyone would take their resale price.
Base it on that,
and lower it by a little bit because they were known to gouge. Yeah, that was literally it. Like StockX has it for $5, so I'm going to sell it for $4.
Yeah,
one of those. Or sorry, did I say Flight Club? I don't know. But yeah, what do you guys think of this whole? I don't know. It's like a consignment and reseller nice guy movement. You guys buying it?
I think they had to evolve, right?
True.
Like same with your partnerships. You guys keep bashing. It's they have to evolve. Like that sort of the side of the business is just business.
Yeah.
So it's gone from people hating it to realizing that you got to make money. So they're doing the community thing to promote their image and sell more product.
100%. What about you guys? Alvin hates all that, guys. So what do you think?
What
you think it's just a ploy? You think there's tricking mans? Oh. You okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
You're good?
It's I mean, it's helping promote this holiday that we're having
true,
right now.
Yeah.
So it's cool. It's not them. Again, nothing against you. Was that Urban Necessities or whatever?
Yeah, UN, yeah.
For me, to be honest, like to explain myself, I was more of against like American Eagle. Like,
you don't have to
you gotta explain to man. It's all good.
It is American Eagle.
You know what I mean?
100%. Like, because you know it was American Eagle who approached them. It was definitely not the other way around.
Get your money up. Like, get it. But like, whatever, but this is cool.
Yeah,
it's promoting, you know, what we love and essentially helping give back to hopefully someone who'll appreciate
what hopefully. He gets or, I mean or unless he's gonna sell it at Flight Club
probably. He's like, oh, just keep it
honestly, okay. just list
just
it,
give me the
list it. Speaking of UN, when this apparent Yorkdale Toronto store opens, JC, if you're listening, we know you are a friend of the show, come on the show, promote it, we'll be there for you. You need us more than we need you. Next up, did you guys see this first look at the Adidas Pokemon collaboration?
No.
What were you guys doing last week? Sleeping?
Not playing Pokemon.
So last week, there was those sneaker leaker pictures, you know, those little back storage room factory pictures. Very obscure and blurry of... two pairs of Pokemon Campus Adidas shoes, one Pikachu one and one Squirtle one.
Okay.
They're basically an all-white upper with an all-over print of whichever Pokemon. One is Pikachu, one is Squirtle. And then on the inside, on probably both sides, there's a massive embroidered picture of either Pikachu or Squirtle. And then on the tongue, you've got like Adidas and Pokemon. So nothing's actually been confirmed yet. These could literally just be some boo-boo flea market fakes.
Yeah.
Which they kind of look like.
It looks like,
yeah. They kind of look like that. It seems like a very lazy collaboration. But the rumor is that they're going to release in early May for the Detective Pikachu movie, which kind of makes sense.
Yes.
Which comes out on May 10th. So Maybe. We'll see. But Adidas is getting their bag with all these collaborations, though. Within the past year, they've had Dragon Ball Z. Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And Beavis and Butthead, actually.
They're going into, like, an untapped market, though.
It's genius.
Because if someone made, like, a... Ninja Turtle?
They're going to say Fresh Prince.
Yeah, Jordan Brand
already did,
though.
Yeah, it exists.
So, yeah. And if any other brand tried to do Fresh Prince, it'd be kind of weird because wore anything.
If they made the Office collaboration, I would buy all of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if they made a Friends collaborations, my wife would be on top of that. So, you know.
They're tapping into markets that are massive. Yeah. They're literally just, it's kind of culture vulturing, but at the same time, not. Like, Adidas has no business with Game of Thrones. Like, they're not related in any way. They just collaborate.
They never wore Adidas in the
movie. Yeah, exactly. They're literally just like, hey, let's collab with Game of Thrones. Yeah. And it's kind of like, it's cool. It's very cool.
Yeah.
And they're tapping into the Game of Thrones fan base, which is huge. And same with Dragon Ball Z, like, still massive. Mm-hmm. And now Pokemon, even bigger, I would argue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely genius. But this collaboration in particular is lazy as F, I think. Like, super boring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks like a boo-boo.
Looks like a flea market shoe.
Yeah, it looks like a flea market shoe. It, like, the only saving grace is that it's embroidered, because if it was printed on, then it would just be brutal.
Starts peeling.
Yeah, like, it would look so bad. So now they're clearly tapping into pop culture. Mm-hmm. Who would you think, what's your guess for their next collab project? Anything. I mean, it's clearly cartoons. Pop culture stuff. They've done Star Wars, so they've got a trend of these big franchises. Can you think of anybody else you can see them collabing with? They actually did Avengers too, which is not surprising.
They did.
I don't know if it actually released to the public, but they did an Ultra Boost or a Pure Boost or something a couple years ago. Avengers.
Maybe they'll do like a Baby Shark.
I wasn't thinking that direction, but that would also be genius.
Man, imagine how many kids are going to want that.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I was thinking like Digimon or something. That would be kind of cool. I can't think of anything else, but I mean, I'm sure somebody who gets paid a lot more than I do at Adidas is already cooking up something.
Yeah.
We'll see. No ideas? Nobody has any ideas? Pop culture? Dragon Ball, or sorry, not Dragon Ball Z, Power Rangers?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be actually sick. Power That's Rangers. So easy. What the heck? You just do the colors. Same with the Ninja Turtles. You just do the colors.
That's Did someone too. Do the Ninja Turtles? Has that one already been done?
I don't think so.
I don't remember.
Ooh, has it? Maybe.
I can't think of one. Fact check us.
I'm looking.
So next up and final up, because it's Air Max Day, we had a lot of release announcements today. Mm. Not so much on the release side, but we had a lot of announcements today.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many announcements. So first was the OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr. 720. Do you guys see that one? Mostly white with a super vibrant upper.
Yeah.
Then we had the on-air collection was officially revealed and announced.
Mm-hmm.
The Air Max 2 Lite Atmos collaboration was officially revealed and announced.
Yeah.
The return of the Zoom Haven from Clot was revealed and announced.
Mm-hmm.
Heron Preston Air Max 720 with a 95 upper-ish revealed and announced.
Those are cute.
And Cactus Plant Flea Market VaporMax 2.0 with like that tubular looking swoosh. Very cool shoe. To me at first, I don't know if you guys agree or you want to expand on this at all, but it seems like Nike screwed the pooch on Air Max Day. And I don't know if production, something happened in the factory, there was a fire or somebody quit, but to have all these things just get announced on Air Max Day and nothing really release, aside from, I guess, there was that Air Max 180 Berlin. Mm. I think there was a size Air Max Lite.
Yeah.
Like, nothing huge. There was no big one this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then accompanied by the Give Fresh Air campaign that they did, which was give back shoes. Mm. No shoe release. Just give your shoes away. Or donate your shoes. Give your shoes away. It seems like they just missed it. Like, I don't know if it was production or somebody, like, took a nap in the office and then woke up and it was too late to get a shoe made, but, like...
Somebody slipped.
What do you guys think? Like, do you think that they literally just, like, missed it? Or do you think this was all planned? Like, this was their big reveal. They just wanted to announce a bunch of stuff not coming out today, but coming out in the future?
I think after seeing what we've seen in the last several years with how big they make it and so much of a big production, that it seemed to be, in my opinion, not the opinions of you guys, but it seemed to be a big miss. It seemed like there was definitely a mistake, like an oops. And I do agree. I think something was dropped. That's they missed the deadline. They missed
I think something got missed for sure.
Somebody slipped. So.
Yeah. I don't know if maybe that on-air collection was too ambitious, maybe because it was like six shoes. Yeah. Just the production didn't work out, or all these other collaborations. I don't know. Maybe licensing didn't clear in time, or I don't know what, but.
But look how many shoes they released last year.
Yeah. It's
in the year before. They always release a lot.
It's
so that's
super
not
unlike them to just announce stuff.
Yeah.
Like, even though they kept saying it's just give fresh air, it's not going to be anything. I kept expecting something.
Yeah.
I still was like, there's something up their sleeve. Like, something's going to drop surprisingly on Air Max Day. And,
If you look at the dates, the shoes you were just mentioning, they're awful quick.
They're close.
They're like in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that sort of thing. So you would know about these. I mean, we didn't. They kept a secret well. So I think they just missed the boat.
I think, they had plans of like, they're like, it's going to make it. And then it didn't make it.
Just didn't make it.
Because literally it makes April look like Air Max month now. Yeah. Because everything is dropping in April. Yeah. Like all those, April, like man. Whatever. There's like 10 pairs of collab shoes Air Max is dropping in April now. Like, that's nuts.
So the biggest thing was the Have a Nike Day was literally the biggest thing.
Mars Landing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah, that was true.
But yeah, nothing like super. Nothing like when like you have to years. Say forgot about that one, you know it wasn't massive.
Yeah.
There's no retro.
No, there was no.
Or like a revamp or something.
Nothing. Yeah.
So 2 years ago when they dropped the Vapor Max, they dropped the Vapor Max on. So this year they dropped the 720 earlier.
Yeah.
So they didn't have the new tech.
But even the 270 last year was also early. It was actually the exact same date.
Yeah.
It was February 1st is when they dropped the first one.
So they didn't hold it over like they did with the Vapor Max until they launched it on that month.
On Air Max
Day. The pack that you just mentioned, if they had dropped it this month, one would be complaining.
It would be nuts.
We'd all be jumping up and
all
down.
All this stuff, even half this stuff.
Yeah.
Like the OBJ one, maybe it doesn't even come out. The on-air stuff, if that came out throughout the month.
Yeah.
If the Atmos clot and Heron Preston and Cactus Plant Flea Market all came out today, bro,
we'd be jumping up and down.
Yeah, it'd be crazy. There'd be lineups everywhere. Yep. It'd be lineups all month for half this stuff. It just seems like... Yeah.
And there will be.
There will be.
In April.
In April, yeah.
In,
April.
In Air Max April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Air Max April. That's a new thing. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe there's still how many days are in March? 4 or 5 days left in the month. Maybe they got some. But yeah, just seems maybe they just took a year off. Who knows? Bigger and better next year. I don't know. They took a vacation day for Air Max Day 2. Next up is Previously in Kicks. This is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Anything for you guys last week? None?
Nope.
None?
I have to take a break, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you went ham.
I got to chill.
Yeah. Well, Under Armour sent us some Blue Jays hats.
Yes.
To celebrate the start of the season. Mm-hmm. It's going to be not the best season for the Blue Jays, but the thought that counts.
We got some hats to
wear to some games. And I did pick up the Mars Landing last week.
Nice.
From the homie Net Mag. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. I needed that just to go with the moon landing, to be honest.
Yeah.
How do you feel about those?
The Mars, they're much better in person. Mm-hmm. They're pretty much the exact same material on the upper as the moon landing. It was weird that they're not a lunar sole. I don't know why they didn't do that. But the speckling on the sole is really good, like super defined in person. Overall, I think, like we said, it was forgettable.
Yeah.
But just the completest in me, for the price that I paid, I was like, yeah, I'm interested. Definitely the thing they could have done better, but it's still a solid shoe.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's hard when you're comparing it to the moon landing too, though.
But they could have done something on the back.
Yeah. They did the silver. I don't know what the silver is supposed to represent. Maybe the rover, the Mars rover or something.
Maybe.
Sure. Even like the outsole on the bottom is just silver again. Mm. Like it seems like it lacked a little bit of detail that the moon landing had. Yeah. Even if it wasn't a flag, something, like anything, like a Martian, would have, even if it had a little alien on it, like it would have been sick. Uh-huh. Like a Martian, I don't know.
Next year.
Cool shoe. Yeah, next year. Already looking forward to Air Max Day 2020. Next up, EEE, errors, edits, and e-messages. That was an error right there. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM and we will let the world know that we goofed. And again, Alvin grabbed his phone.
No, so, I don't know. Oh. I'm just checking.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I do, but we'll see.
Wait a second. I'm going back to previously in kicks because something did happen with Alvin yesterday and he forgot to tell us, but I just remembered. Alvin, where did you go yesterday?
What was yesterday?
Sunday.
Oh,
no,
my
2 days ago.
Yes. Sorry. Previews and kicks. So the homie Josh, a.k.a. Josh Goldstock, a.k.a. the Dirty Bird, he set up this whole Air Max Madness tournament. And at the end of it, which was this last Sunday, he threw a brunch called It's Gotta Be the Shoes. Mm-hmm. It was held at Dirty Bird on Bloor Street. Invite only. Thank you for the invite.
Exclusive.
Yeah. And
fancy.
First of all, the menu was...
Bro, I saw the food.
What?
Like, oh, man. I would have lined up for the food before I lined up for any shoes that released this month.
So to start, you could pick chili fries or onion rings. Oh, man. They were both so good.
To start.
Yeah. And then there's a bottom menu where he had like a version of Eggs Benny. He had like a chicken and waffles. There was also dessert, like a chicken.
Ice cream
sandwich.
Yeah,
my goodness,
that thing was like a foot tall.
It was
That's
guys.
Crazy, man.
I didn't finish the fries.
Wimp.
I feel really bad. Sorry, but yeah, great food, great people, like usual suspects. Obviously, just it's good to chop it up, and then you know meet people that you know on IG but don't know in person.
Of course.
And yeah, man, it's just good vibes all around. It's really, really fun. Hopefully,
cool.
We can make that bigger and better next year.
Oh, 100%. I'm already talking to him. I had a conversation with him yesterday about something to do with us.
True.
Yeah. This summer.
Yeah.
True.
Oh.
Did you go to Livestock after?
I did not.
Well, you didn't donate shoes, bro?
No, our homie Brian Umali.
Oh, he went for us.
Went for us.
Oh,
today.
Okay, got it. That's good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because, I had other commitments on Sunday.
Oh yeah, you were
it was a busy day that day.
Now rewind and fast forward back to errors, edits, and e-messages. I'm not going to reread the intro again. I only got one message this week. I don't know if you guys had any or not. But it was from good friend of the show Michael Williams. Michael with a Y. Very cool spelling. Nice. Of Michael. He was about actually my panda pigeons from StockX, and he said, I heard on the pod you got the panda pigeons from StockX. Do customs charge you by a percentage of what the order is? I wanted to let people know I was going to update the article on
tons of DMs on there about that.
Yeah. On the website, I was going to update it, but I didn't. So it seems like StockX has changed their policy in a good way, and they only charge duties on the retail price of the shoe. Like they mark it on the custom slip as retail. So if you pay $1,000 for a $100 retail shoe, they only mark it at $100.
Wow.
So you're only paying the percentage of tax on the $100, not the $1,000.
That's really nice, yeah.
I'm assuming that they'll take a couple L's if stuff gets lost in transit and they only marked it at
$100. Yeah.
They're not getting their money back. But I guess in the long run, they're probably going to get more customers because people are less afraid to buy stuff.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to purchase on StockX, I don't know about GOAT. I don't think they've changed anything as I speak right now, but StockX has changed it to the retail price rather than the price you paid. I would wonder if you pay less than retail though, if they would mark it at retail still.
Probably.
That's my question. I guess I gotta buy some shoes and find out. Research. Next up, NSR, not sneaker related. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And this week, our lucky contribuant, that's not a word.
Contributor,
it's French, is Mr. Joe Dooney, Joel Hernandez. I will start the 30-second timer after you're done telling us what you want to talk about,
right,
and then we will have 30 seconds to discuss.
So this will be kind of fun, all right?
I don't like fun.
We only have 30 seconds.
We probably got less than
only
30
seconds of fun.
Okay, I got like maybe a two-parter if you want to do it.
Okay, go ahead.
So here's part one. Okay, I'm gonna ask the question, and then you guys are gonna have to answer it.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm gonna start timer after.
Okay, ready?
Go.
How does a penguin build its house? How does a penguin build its house?
It's probably gonna take us 30 seconds.
It digs into the snow.
No, no, with no.
What?
It glues it together. What do you call a Mexican who lost his car?
I don't know.
A scared dancer.
Carlos. Yeah, buddy.
We should change NSR to dad jokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carlos.
That was stupid. Thank you, Joel, for lightening the mood with a couple of dumb jokes. Now is on to promos. This week in promos, we got a couple, actually. First up, Air Max Madness is over.
Womp, 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 womp.
Or is it?
It is. So today, actually, Air Max Day, the final winner was announced.
Yes.
Were you guys surprised at this winner, which was Atmos Elephant Print?
I think if you asked me in week one, yes. But as it started going down, you could see it was going that way.
Yeah. Why? Who did you think you were going to have in week one as the winner? You didn't have one? Or
no, I guess stupidly thought the Infrared 90. I thought like a shoe like that was more less of a collab, more of an iconic.
Yeah. It could have gone either way. It could have been a classic. Kind of. That's what I was thinking. Hey, take the question. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
But as it was going, you saw that the collabs were by far. Yeah. Like a 2-year-old collab was destroying like a 10-year-old shoe.
Yeah.
You really saw
it
going
some
that way.
I mean, some of the upsets that we saw, I was like, people just don't know what shoe that is.
No.
It's the younger market, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Shows you who our follower base is.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
It was very cool.
Thank you
to Josh.
Very well done.
To Josh Goldstock, aka Dirty Bird TO, for putting all that together and letting us piggyback for the entire month and just help you with whatever you needed. Thank you to everyone who participated because we had a crazy good turnout. Like, that was super fun. We got a lot of good feedback about it.
For sure.
And stay tuned to next year because I'm sure it'll be back.
We're gonna make it bigger.
Bigger and better.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do some more work. Maybe we won't. next up is the YYC Soldier Sneaker Swap number 5.
Yes.
So this is taking place in Calgary on May 25th. It's running from 12 to 5 at the Chinese Culture Center.
Let's get it.
Nice.
If you're in the Calgary, Alberta, BC, West Coast area, please attend this event. We've seen big pictures and videos in the past, and it looks super dope. YYC Soldier is very good friends of the show. Please go show some support. I don't know if they even have other shows out there. I think that's one of the only ones. I don't think Soul Exchange really gets out to Calgary.
Maybe they went out to BC. One.
They did Vancouver, didn't they?
Yeah.
They definitely did Vancouver. They might have done one in Calgary. I can't remember. I could be wrong.
Maybe.
I can't remember. But yeah, definitely go show some support.
Yeah.
Very, very cool expo. Next up, final up. Sort of final up. The main discussion, Air Max quiz time.
Oh,
I am so excited for this. I stayed up all night. I spent like at least 10 minutes, doing this. So I basically have a quiz set up for each of you.
At most.
Because if I gave you each the same one, you're obviously going to steal the answers from one another.
I thought this was going to be a competition.
It is.
Oh.
What's the prize?
Are you listening?
What do we win?
I'll give you a special soundboard. Sound.
Beep, 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 beep.
But I won't tell you what it is until after you win because I don't want you to try harder or less hard depending on the sound.
Okay.
So here's how it's going to work. You're each getting 6 questions each.
Oh, good.
You have 60 seconds to answer each question total to answer all the questions. You can pass and you can come back to it if there's time at the end.
It's like family.
Simply just say pass.
Seriously?
It's actually, my parents actually listen to some like white radio station and they do something similar to this. That's where I got the inspiration.
CHFI?
Not CHFI. It's Boom. Boom 97.3.
Boom 97.3.
Classic rock. 70s music. It's good. So does anyone want to volunteer to go first?
I will.
You're going to volunteer. Perfect. Because you're first on the list. It's like you knew.
Perfect.
So let me just get my timer ready here because this is a hard minute stop. If I have asked the last question, with time still on the clock, I will give you the time to answer it.
Oh,
let's get it.
Makes sense. But if you
pass,
okay, pass.
We're all about to look really stupid.
Okay, and I'm not going to tell you guys what your score was until the very end.
Pass.
Okay.
Is a pass a 0.5?
No, a pass is it's embarrassing, to be honest. You better have some sort of answer. They're not that hard. And if you're at home playing Keep Score, let me know. Let us know if you beat any of these Air Max experts.
No.
Don't do that.
Just because I wear them does not mean I'm an expert.
You guys are throwing out some disclaimers already before they even started.
Shoes, yeah,
these
are easy.
These are easy.
Those are my future mall walking shoes.
That's exactly it.
These are easy, guys. I think some of them might be a little bit difficult, but I sprinkled in some ones to make you look brilliant. Don't worry. It's very strategically done.
Pass. I'm ready.
All right. So time is going to start when I click start.
Oh, does it?
Does that make sense? Okay. All right. Ready? I'll start it after I read the first question.
Okay, good.
Actually, I'm going to start it when I start reading. Number one, what does the BW in Air Max BW stand for?
Oh my gosh. Pass.
Which famous Nike color was used for the first time on the Air Max 90?
Infrared.
Which of these nations was not featured in 2017's Air Max 97 Country Camo Pack? Italy, Spain, or the United Kingdom?
Spain? Spain.
Which famous basketball player received his very own Air Max model based on the Air Max 2 in 1994?
Pass.
What released first, the Air Max Deluxe or the Air Max 97?
I'll say 97. Say 97. This is probably the deluxe. Fuck.
What is the name of the pack that the Atmos Air Max 1 Elephant was originally released in?
What
was the name of the pack that the Atmos Air Max 1 was originally released in?
What do you mean?
It was released in a pack.
What do you mean?
Time's up.
I'm so glad you went first.
You're welcome, guys.
You set the bar really low. This is great.
You're welcome.
Who wants to go next?
Are we going to get the answers?
No, I'm going to wait till the very end.
By the way, there's a couple I didn't know either.
That's okay.
A couple. He said a couple.
I didn't know all of them.
All right, I'll go next. Kay. I'll take it.
Adam's going next. There was a couple you didn't know. You think you did decent on that one?
No. I had like one right.
You had one right.
Yo, you should let me call a friend. I would hit up like Uncle Sneakers. Yeah.
There's no time for that.
Or Troy Alexander or something.
We're not that advanced yet. We don't have like Lifeline set up. Maybe next time. Who wants to be an Air Max Lillionaire?
DM a friend.
Lillionaire.
Adam is going next.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Which kind of cushioning was first introduced on Air Max? Let me start over for you because I'm going to start. I didn't even start. Which kind of cushioning was first introduced on 1998's Air Max Plus?
Pass.
Which building's inside out aesthetic inspired the design for the Air Max 1?
Paris Museum. Pass. I can't remember the name of it. I'm not that smart.
1987's first Air Max commercial was accompanied by original music from the Beatles. Which song did they use for the TV ad?
Oh my goodness. I'm going to make you look smart. Pass.
Which four colorways from... The first four colorways from Prada's famous 5th anniversary Air Max 1 collection are connected through a very specific sock liner graphic. Which traditional Dutch item is referenced there?
A donut.
You have a pair, so you should know the
answer.
I do.
Yeah, I got the fifth one, but I couldn't tell you. I can tell you the colors, but now that doesn't help you. Pass.
What came first, an Air Max 1 with a jewel swoosh or an Air Max 1 with a mini swoosh?
Oh my god.
Wow, these are crazy.
Mini. Questions. I'm going to guess mini.
In what year did the Air Max 1 retro for the first time?
Not a clue. I got zero.
Time's up.
Zero.
Is this really hard? Or is it just like you can't think of it because there's a lot of stress going on?
Did you know all these answers?
Some of them I knew. Some of them I was Googling.
Some of them.
By some, he means most.
Can I have your questions? You can have mine.
You did something like that? I would have gone zero anyway. It doesn't matter.
Now you got a couple.
One.
Okay, one.
We're going to reveal the answers.
I didn't get
afterwards.
Any.
Don't worry. All right, Joel.
Okay.
You're up, man.
The bar is low.
Don't embarrass us. You're up.
The bar is low. Let's see if collectively you guys can pass.
When it's over, can we do it collectively and have a discussion? Goodness.
Oh, sure. We could do that. Yeah. We can go through and work through the answers together.
Because that was a...
All right, Joel. Are you ready?
Yeah.
He's got his thinking hat on.
I got my thinking hat on.
Which Air Max model was originally released as the Air Max 3?
The 93.
Which Air Max model from the 90s was originally also known as the Air Max 270?
The Tier Zero. I don't know. Pass.
What Dutch supermarket chain inspired Para's 2005 orange and blue sample Air Max 1?
Oh my gosh.
Heinz, I don't know. Pada.
Who was the first independent retailer to collaborate on an Air Max 1?
Atmos.
Which released first, the Air Stab or the Air Max 180?
180. No, Stab. Stab.
Was the swoosh bigger on the original release of the Air Max 1, or is it bigger now on the retros?
Original.
And time is up.
Joel won.
Yeah.
I think Joel won.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Let's work through them together now. So we have 18 total questions, I suppose. Everybody, what does the BW...
Big window.
Big window. What does the BW in Air Max BW stand for? Big window. Number two, which famous Nike color was used for the first time on the Air Max 90?
Infrared.
Vivid blue.
Was correct. Vivid blue. Which of these nations was not featured in 2017's Air Max 97 Country Camo Pack? You have a pair, so I just asked you. Italy, Spain, or the UK? Spain was correct.
Yeah,
Spain.
Oh, my God.
Which famous basketball player received his very own Air Max model based on the Air Max 2 in 1994?
No clue.
Which famous basketball player has their own Air Max model, guys? Think about it. Come on. From the 90s. Charles Barkley? The CB.
Oh,
okay. Oh my God.
Nike Air CB.
Yeah. I didn't think that.
What released first, the Air Max Deluxe or the Air Max 97? You said the Deluxe. Mm-hmm. It was the 97. The 97 came out in...
93.
What year did that come out? Yeah.
The Deluxe, 1999. What was the name of the pack that the Atmos Nike Elephant was originally released in? The Zoo Pack.
Zoo.
So you got a total of three.
That's good, though.
You said the... You got two.
Yeah, two.
You got two.
Two.
I fucked up.
I'll take three.
Two.
Give one to Adam then.
You ass.
So the high score to beat is 2 out of 6 right now.
No, I know what I got.
Joel, the first question was, which Air Max model was originally released as the Air Max 3? Joel said the 93.
Yeah.
If you were to work from 1987 and count 1, 2, 3, the Air Max 90 was originally the Air Max 3.
Okay.
Which Air Max model from the 90s was originally also known as the Air Max 270? It was the Air Max 180. Because it has 270 degrees of air.
I didn't know that.
No. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. What Dutch supermarket chain inspired Para's 2005 orange and blue sample Air Max 1?
Isn't it like one of the most expensive ones right
Very
now?
Expensive shoe.
It begins with a D or
it
something?
It does not.
No? I thought it was two words.
There's
D
not
and
even
H.
a D in it.
Was there a Heinz in it?
There is.
Something like that.
8.5
yeah.
for that. It's Albert Heinz.
That's it.
Yeah. See, once you hear it, you're like, yeah, I know that. There's a lot of pressure involved in this. For everyone listening
time.
At home, yeah. You guys have the luxury to pause and relax at home. These guys are under the microscope
right
now.
Let us know how many you got right.
Yeah, please let us know how many you got right in real time. We don't want your
They're
fake.
All going to say all of them.
Yeah.
18
for 18.
Who was the first independent retailer to collaborate on the Air Max 1? Joel, you said Atmos. That answer is correct.
I would have. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have asked.
Which released first, the Air Stab or the Air Max 180? You said Air Max 180 and then said, no, Stab.
Yeah.
Stab is correct.
Yes.
1988 for the Stab, 1991 for the 180. You are at 2.5 right now. Was the swoosh bigger on the original release of the Air Max 1, or is it bigger now? It is significantly bigger, yeah, bigger on the OG. Yep. Mm-hmm. 3.5 points for Joel.
Hey.
A ringer over here.
He cheated.
I'm going home.
Now time. Oof. For Adam.
Yeah, I'm going home. I'm not getting invited back after that.
No, you
won't. When we break this down, they're not that difficult.
Yeah, no.
It's... Yeah, it's just once you hear it in the moment. If you're reading it, it would probably be a lot easier. Mm-hmm. Which kind of cushioning was first introduced on 1998's Air Max Plus? What's the nickname for tuned the Air Max
air.
Plus?
Air.
Tuned, yeah, air. Tuned air is correct. Which building's inside out aesthetic inspired the design on the Air Max 1?
I can see it, but I can't.
Pompidou.
Yeah, yeah.
Today you pompa don't. Number three, 1987's first Air Max commercial was accompanied by an original music score from the Beatles. Which song did they use for the TV ad? Joel knows this.
Yeah.
Joel knows them all.
Revolution.
Revolution.
See, the man knows them all.
Gonna be revolution. Number four, you have this shoe and you don't know about it.
I have
the first
five, yeah.
four colorways from Prada's famous fifth anniversary Air Max 1 collection are connected through a very specific sock liner graphic. Which traditional Dutch item is referenced in there? Does anybody know? It's a 5 guilder coin. I would have accepted a coin.
A guilder coin.
A guilder. I would have accepted guilder.
I wouldn't come up with that, no matter what.
No.
I don't know.
No.
What came first, an Air Max 1 with a jewel swoosh or an Air Max 1 with a mini swoosh? I thought that was a fun question. You said a mini swoosh. Mini, that is incorrect.
Jewel.
The jewel swoosh came in 1996 and the mini swoosh came in 1997.
Oh.
Close. Yeah. Not that that made a huge difference.
It wouldn't have helped.
And in what year did the Air Max 1 retro for the first time?
Not a clue.
1992.
Yeah.
5 years later with a leather upper.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
So you got something out of
my
six.
Out of this?
Thank you guys for playing. Congrats
That's
to
cool.
Joe Dooney Joel. For taking home the special noise. You win. You
much.
Win the noise of the week. And I did have a tiebreaker if you guys want,
yeah,
it, just in
sure,
case,
yeah,
you
go
guys
ahead.
All
yeah,
got six out of six.
Yeah.
I was like, I might need a tiebreaker, so we'll just do it by quickness. First
yeah.
one to answer, if
yeah.
anyone answers, I guess. Ooh. Which Air Max model was designed with inspiration from the Air Max 93 and the Air Max 180?
Pass.
I kind of told you the answer earlier.
So 270.
It would be the 270.
Yeah.
Tie. Everyone tied the tiebreaker. Everybody tied. Wins.
Yeah.
Everybody.
So because it was Air Max month and we have been celebrating all month long, we've had an Air Max month fire round question for our followers and listeners and as well as us. So this week we asked, we're going to answer it first and then shout out everybody who did answer. Mm-hmm. What is the most underrated Air Max model? What do you guys think? Joel, what do you think the answer to this is?
Underrated Air Max model.
What doesn't get enough love?
That's tough.
Adam, what is the most underrated Air Max model?
I think 180s.
180?
Mm-hmm.
Probably 180.
Is there a reason, or you just...
No, it's a good aesthetic that we just don't see a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do a lot of collabs. And now, I mean, this year we're starting to see a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And a lot more coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Think back, take this year off.
Yeah.
And think, how many did
oh,
you
100%,
see?
100%. Yeah.
You saw very few yeah. of them.
Agreed.
And they've had some great ones too.
Mm-hmm. Very good shoes. Alvin.
Big windows.
Ooh.
True.
Because I got them wrong.
BWs. BWs. Yeah. yeah.
They're underrated because you didn't.
And I got them. But they are, though. Like,
it's a dope shoe.
Even when they retroed, like, back in the day.
Dope mm-hmm. shoe.
And this year they kind of came out with the Fusion, that 97.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah,
BW 97.
I wasn't really feeling those. I like the OG silhouette better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I like that Fusion, but yeah, I mean, the BW is a dope silhouette. It's just, I don't know.
I
just...
thought you would have said Air Stab.
Oh, yeah.
That too.
No, people can stay off the Stab. It's okay. I love my Stabs. It's fine.
He wants it to be regularly rated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rated correctly.
Yeah.
Joel, you had time to think about it.
Yeah, yeah. I'd probably say the 93.
Okay.
Okay.
Because you don't really yeah. don't see
any, anywhere. Yeah. yeah.
Like really Size did their too. Collab with it, but then that was about it.
Literally crickets.
Then it just
since
got
then.
Shoved underneath the rug.
Yeah.
So.
I'm gonna agree with Adam actually. The Air Max 180 is a dope shoe. Like, I have a couple pairs now, and just wearing them regularly, they're so they're so comfy, first of all.
They are very comfy.
Super versatile, and, like, just a sleek look.
Yeah.
So they don't do enough with it. Like, the paneling, there's so much you can do with it, and it needs more love. But not too much love, like Alvin said. Oh. I don't want everyone hopping on. Like, the 97 just got, like, murked in the past 3 years. I don't want that to... I don't want the 180 to get 97'd. That sounds like a sex move. you're trying to 180 my 97?
Nope, just 69.
Thanks, man.
Sorry, guys.
Thanks, man. So a couple of people responded. A bunch of people responded, actually. So we had Flippin' Laces actually agreed with Joel. He said the 93.
Nice.
Rain Doria, friend from BC, West side. Said the 180. Good friend Jarek Presto, Air Max 98. Sofa Pizza also said the 93. Josh, Dirty Bird Josh, says the Structure Tri-X 91.
Oh, yes.
Man, like, those are beautiful. Man, reached all the way back.
Those are beautiful.
Tri-X.
Yeah.
That's what drives me nuts with those.
Mm. Yeah, and the toe box kind of stretches.
Yeah,
too.
That's why it bothers me.
There's actually a lot of
great colorway on
Air Max 180s. Super Basim said 180. Kanatsky said 180s twice, actually. B Raza agrees with Alvin and says Air Max BW.
Braza.
Braza. Good choice, mate. and Mike Asali 23 also says the Air Max 98.
Nice.
Once again,
slept on it.
It honestly is. True. And it's like I said, it's getting more love, and it might get, I think it might be the next thing to get 97.
Yeah.
It's getting there.
It's only been the last couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah. Air Maxes are booming right now.
Yeah.
It's a good time to be alive if you're an Air Max head. Mm-hmm. Thank you, speaking of Air Max heads, Adam, for being here once again.
I lost my... I'm not allowed to be called that anymore after that quiz.
Yeah, we might not even
call
you.
I have no relation to the Air Max anymore.
I have to sell all my Air Maxes.
I was going to say, I got to give them away.
oh, my God.
You may be back. We'll see. After that, we'll call you. Don't call us.
See how many followers you lose after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'll call you. Now we know all those followers are paid for. Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook forum called CGS Talk. We like to use it to sell stuff and connect with you guys. That's facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We've also got a whole ass website called CanadaGotSoul.ca. We put reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. And of course, don't forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul for a feature on Instagram. I have been your host. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
I'm Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
And our very gracious guest, Air Max heavy friend, Adam Taylor, where can they find you?
Sneaker closet everywhere.
everywhere
near you.
Except for here.
Here.
Except that's for during the quiz.
I will never be back.
You'd think he had no sneakers in that closet.
No Air Max anyway.
No Air Max.
Definitely no Air Max.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 54 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS. And we are out. Peace.
Short and sweet.
It was over an hour.
Yeah, it was
that was good. Yeah,
that's good.
That was a good time.
Usually are, isn't it?
Yeah, around an hour. Yeah, that was good. That was fun.
That was fun.
I like quizzes.
No more quizzes. Wow.
97. Luke Tiggs says vape nice. I don't know if that's like a typo or yeah.
Is he like vaping? Or?
I don't know. Yeah. Vaping is nice. I don't know if he understood the question.
Nice.
Hardy Girl said hybrids. She doesn't specify which hybrid, but she said she likes the hybrids.
Yeah. Hybrids. Well, she was wearing a hybrid. What was it today? The 95 VaporMax.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, the VaporMax 97. Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, the one that Sean said. And then Troy Alexander, our Air Max, our resident Air Max purist.
The aficionado.
Yeah, he says, gun to my head. Nice to see new hybrids. But the future is in retros. I just want Nike to make big bubbles big again. Yep. Joel says, yes, please.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone for answering those questions. We'll have one more because next week we record on Air Max Day.
Ooh.
It's pretty special.
Special.
Very special. Thank you once again, Dante, for being here. That was really fun.
Thank you,
appreciate
guys.
That.
Dante Zook.
Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in the episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We have a Facebook forum called CGS Talk. We like to use it to sell stuff, connect with you guys, and just talk it up. That's facebook.com/groups/cgs.talk. We have a website where we post our reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. That's canadagotsoul.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, the Fire Round, just shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Don't forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul for a feature on Instagram. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You could find me at LDoggyStyles. That's two.
I'm Joe Dooney. You can find me at JO_D3OsNEY.
I am Alvin Quinn C2. And you can find me at MISTERQNMART.
And our very special guest, Dante, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Entourage. I got an entourage. At Dante Zook, 2 C's. That's all.
That was good. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 53 episode. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and we are out. Peace.
Got a message.